I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another episode of Metro Matters. I'm Shivani Singh. After the completion of phase 3 of metro construction, Delhi NCR has close to 390 kilometers of mass transit network. This makes it the largest metro network in India. A large operation like this brings with it its own challenges.
Definitely, they can improve on their maintenance and how they manage their inventory.
मेट्रो में सुधार में सबसे बड़े जो जरूरत है जो वहाँ पे गाइड करने वाला स्टाफ है ना वो प्रॉपर कम है.
लास्ट मेट्रो जो चलती है उसके बाद जो वहाँ पे पॉसिबल नहीं है कि वहाँ पे लोकल ट्रांसपोर्ट वगैरह जो अवेलेबल है.
फीडर बसेस वो कहीं कहीं पे अगर नहीं है, वो फीडर बसेस अगर हो तो आई थिंक कि वो नोएडा में कहीं भी नहीं है.
I have with me Mr. Mangu Singh, the Managing Director of Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, to discuss the road ahead for Delhi's transport lifeline. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, what are the challenges in running a large network like Delhi Metro?
Well, as you know, today we have a network of 389 kilometers and carrying almost 60 lakhs passengers every day. With the help of 5,000 trips, 10 trips every day. So maintaining the services to a level of 99.9% punctuality is the biggest challenge. Apart from that, now the phase one system and trains are already 17 to 18 year old. So that has also started showing the signs of aging. So now, refurbishment of those system, improving the assets which were created in phase one is the challenge. Now, doing anything on the running line is really a tough job. So that will be a big challenge for next maybe 5 years or so.
So there are complaints of crowding in metro stations. There are also complaints of frequent breakdowns, which slows down the network. So how is DMRC addressing those issues?
No, I think as far as crowding is concerned, the things are much better now as compared to, say, 3 years back. We have introduced the number of additional coaches, additional trains. And if you see the stations like Rajiv Chowk, the utilization of the station, the number of passengers being dealt every day, is reduced drastically because of the spread and the number of interchange points, and therefore the crowding is not an issue today. Of course, the system like Delhi Metro, the morning evening peak hours is always crowded, and that is the system how it is designed.
Mm-hmm. There are issues of last mile connectivity. It's been quite inadequate. So how is Metro going to tackle this problem?
See, unfortunately, DMRC is not the complete planner or the owner of the transport system of the city. The other modes of transport like buses, minibuses, other systems, they must complement metro system. Metro's, capability to tackle all those is limited actually. We can't go much beyond our stations. However, our thrust now is actually to provide last mile connectivity with the help of these type of service like e-rickshaw, e-auto, and we have made substantial progress on that. Mm-hmm. On date, almost 2,000 e-rickshaws are deployed. Similarly, now cycle sharing, scooter sharing, these systems are quite efficient and good system as compared to like feeder bus system. Because when a passenger gets down from the train, he needs a means for the last mile connectivity. In case of feeder bus, he will have to wait because the frequency of feeder bus will never match the frequency of the train. And therefore, this we have realized, and now our thrust is more on e-riksha, e-auto, cycle sharing. As you know, recently we tied up with Uber system, so that a passenger, when he comes out of the metro station, he can pick a cab booked with the Uber. Mm-hmm. So our thrust is slightly now shifted from minibus or bigger vehicle to smaller vehicle, purely from the point of view of the flexibility. So we'll selectively use feeder buses jointly with the other modes of transport.
DMRC has been working on a multimodal integration plan. Could you tell us more about that?
In fact, if you see our phase 3, many of stations, we already introduced this concept. You see stations like Nehru Enclave, Greater Kailash, Chirag Delhi. There we provided a very nice multimodal integration facilities, and you don't find any issue on the road, the sort of chaos which is there on some of the stations of phase 1 and phase 2. So this concept is really working very well. Now, phase 3, we have covered number of stations like that. The phase 1 and phase 2 stations is basically required sort of retrofitting. We have done some of these stations, but we have now taken a big exercise on that and developing plans for all most of the stations of phase 1 and phase 2. So now what we are doing, we are developing plans, detailed plans, not restricted to our station area, but going beyond also. The issue of who will do the work beyond our area will be settled separately.
So what kind of facilities are you looking at?
This is basically providing more area and more facilities for the e-rickshaws, taxi, minibuses, and even the normal DTC buses to come and integrate with the metro station.
A big problem the city is witnessing is that with the metro stations opening, these areas are becoming the new choke points.
I don't agree 100% with that. I give you the example of SouthX. You see what it was before we came there, how it used to be chaotic. And after our completion of work, restoration, things have improved drastically. Anybody can go and see. Another example is Yusuf Sarai Market. After our completion of work, the things are very easy there. So it's not really true that because of metro station, these are choke points. In fact, things improve. But yes, it is a fact that when passenger comes out, the haphazard parking of unorganized e-riksha, auto, these they create problem. And that is a question of basically enforcement. And these MMIs, what we are planning, should take care of that. This is not happening at Nehru Enclave, this is not happening at GK, not at Chirag Delhi. It is not happening there because proper MMI, proper fencing, no haphazard parking is there. Mm-hmm. So once this MMI is implemented, this will not be there. This problem will not be there.
You've talked about introducing Metro Light. What is this concept? Can you elaborate?
In a sense, Metro Light is nothing but a metro, but with less capacity, lighter system. Instead of say 6 or 8 coach train, there will be 3 coach train. It can take sharper curves, but essentially it is a rail-based transport system. So same benefit like energy efficiency, environment friendly. So basically it is a light metro, lighter metro system, the cost is less. This is okay for a corridor where capacity requirement is not high. This is not a really a replacement of a metro system. Wherever metro is required, heavy metro is required, you can't replace it by metro light. But yes, where the capacity requirement is not much, you can go for light metro. The cost is less.
Which parts of Delhi would have a demand?
Let's say, for example, we have identified this Rithala-Narela corridor, which is not yet fully developed, passing through the area which is yet to be developed. So we don't expect that the traffic will be heavy for next 15-20 years. So there it is very suitable. We have identified that corridor.
So what are the highlights of the phase 4 construction? Which are the new areas which will be covered?
Phase 4 now is fully on. We have floated 5 major civil contracts, civil tender. One tender has already been received. 4 more are likely to be received within next 2 weeks. And we will finalize all these 5 major civil contracts and by, say, 15th of November. And then we are very confident that in December we can really hit ground. Mm-hmm. 2 lines are the extensions of the existing phase 3 lines. The Botanical Garden Janakpuri line will be extended to Mukundpur, and then go further into the walled city on the Sadar Bazar side and come to RK Ashram Marg on line 3. So this is one extension of pink line. Another extension of ring line from Mojpur to Mukundpur. So that will complete the inner ring, so-called inner ring. These are 2 extensions of the existing line. There is one new line from Tughlaqabad to Aero City, Mahipalpur Aero City. And another line from Lajpatnagar to Saket. So these 2 lines and another line we just discussed, this to which we have converted to metro light from Rithala to Narela. So this is basically phase 4.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.